your day the right way on 95.1 Nigeria Info.
All right, welcome and welcome and welcome back. I see lots of your messages. But here again, we've got 61-year-old driver, welder, 27, remanded for allegedly defiling four siblings in Anambra State. A court admits forensic test on Adegoke's hotel room in evidence. And again, in Lagos, dispatch riders protest extortion. Multiple permits in Lagos. Oyo police arrest two kidnap suspects in Ibadan. Right, kidnappers demand 5 million from adopted stepmother of Plateau governor's aide. That's quite crazy one there. And of course, I also let you know that President Muhammadu Buhari will be in Lagos today. Yeah, so it's more like an official visit in Lagos. So Lagos people, raise up yourself. And for those who are also still trying to confirm for me that who is in charge, the last time I checked, which you very much know and you are very much aware, is that President Muhammadu Buhari is still in charge. He's still the president of the Federal Republic of Nigeria. Yeah? And let's take more of your reactions here. Let's see, who do we have here via the WhatsApp portal? Who do we have here? Let's see, this has no name to it. Okay, Asala South says, about insecurity, if we want to fight insecurity in Nigeria, it will be very hard because a lot of people are going to lose their lives, even those that were kidnapped. We Nigerians should sit down and think about the insecurity. Are you saying that we should not fight insecurity? I don't seem to get the direction where your message is going. Says number one, in Kaduna State, Kano, Katsina, Zamfara, Imo State, Niger State, and Borno State, all these states are APC states. APC cannot fight themselves. Are you saying that APC are the ones causing the insecurity in their individual states as governors of that state? I don't seem to understand the direction of your message there. All right. And, okay. Stephen from Gaiki says, urgent and important message. Two young men were seriously attacked this morning by Apo Bridge, CBN quarters. One is in a critical condition. Let something be done about those Agberos at that Apo Bridge. Agbero in the day and robbers in the night. Sorry about that. All right. This says, my name is Prince from Abuja. The truth is this government is... right. Says, I work in a printing company. We spent 120,000 daily on diesel. It's terrible. It is indeed terrible to spend such amount. I mean, how much do you make? How much do you make to print from printing a day? Elder Bosnu from Yaya, on what the hardship may cause, I wonder. Okay, that's not for today. Elder Bosnu from Yaya says that people were still killed in Zamfara and the other states. My surprise is the way some people continue to blame PDP after 16 years, as if they are not in this country. Bombing was only in Abuja during PDP. But how is it now? Kerosene now is 750 naira per liter. May God help us from this. All right. And who do we have here? Emmanuel from Lugbe says all votes belong to political party. It's a welcome development. I hope someone is listening. Those that blindly justify defection because it favors them should... I have a rethink and know the truth. When you vote on election day, you vote for the party whose logo is on the ballot paper and not the candidate. Hell, there is no light. It's hitting me hard and bad. What about you? Is anyone still in doubt about the failure of this government? Okay. Mr. Godwin from Area 11 says, good morning, Elafizi. The sack of 20 lawmakers in Cross River State by the court is a welcome development. It is high time the unnecessary cross-carpeting by politicians should be stopped. Kudos to Justice Taiwo. All right. And let's see. What do we have here? Can we take on more? Can we take on more of your messages before we head to the phone line? I see them still jumping in. But then again, I'll be joined by Shelter Gold at 7:45. So we'll have some form of commercial conversation there. Comrade Chris from Madela says, on insecurity, the level of insecurity in the country is becoming unprecedented. The sanity of life has been relegated to the background. Are we still... Okay, trying to ask some kind of question there, looking at our sovereignty. Of course we are. We are still a country, a nation at that. Good morning, Sahel. Seriously, what's happening in Southern Kaduna is genocide, and it's been on for a long time, and the current governor appears not to have taken side to have... See, it appears that the governor has taken side with the bandits. I honestly do not agree with that. I mean, if you're calling on the governor to do much more better in handling these things, I definitely will agree with you. I mean, the governor has been very vocal about insecurity in his state. Very, very vocal. But let's take this break, and when we come back, the conversation continues. Don't go anywhere. Welcome back, and let's head straight to the phone line. Who do we have here? Hello, good morning. Yes, good morning.
Good morning.
Yes.
Glad to take me on our way. I'm thinking of that.
Thank you very much. Thank you. I appreciate you.
Hello, Busy.
Yes.
My name is Akame Lasmoye Mechi. I'm calling from Kubwa.
All right.
Thank God I got swelled yesterday.
Interesting. Thank God for that.
Hello, Busy.
Yes.
Before I continue, I want to ask Ukraine. I heard that Russia intensified bombardment in Ukraine. I want to ask Ukraine, don't you people have anti-aircraft? How will you fly a country for over 40 million people? Why can't you face this Russia and show that even a small country can do something big? Apart from that, I want to say kudos to the judges, Taiwo, that attacked 20 lawmakers in
Cross River
State.
Mm.
Yes. Since the government is there, they are bragging that no law that can remove them from office, even when the apology. No problem. Our advice is incoming PDP lawmakers in those states to quickly investigate those governments because they must, those governments, because they must have strength inside their cupboard. And then impeach them and remove them. For me, it is so wicked. People's mandate, you take it, you can give it to another person. For me, I'm saying that.
All right.
You understand? So finally, my brother, this is true of Bogotá, no? This viral video, I'm not watching, but from what I'm hearing, please, these people of lawyers, if they know their job, when they will start the permission of the government, the former governor, my governor, to sue the SEC and claim damages for showing him to the world naked. It is so barbaric.
No, you did you say naked?
I said he wore boxers.
No, he wasn't naked, comrade.
Okay, wearing the boxer is not close to wearing pants.
No. Comrade, okay. let's not expand the issue. But from what I know that the ESCC has said that their personnel who was involved, I mean, is currently facing disciplinary committee, saying that does not put them in the light of their job, in a good light for their job, and it does not in any way stand as one of their code of ethics when it comes to the job that they do. But I mean, taking it far to say that the former governor of Anambra State at the time where that video was done, that he was, I mean, in more like in his birthday suit, that is completely not true. Hello? Okay, hello? Hello?
Hello?
Yes, good morning.
Good morning, hello, Fizi.
Yes.
Okay, my name is Jafaru.
All right.
I'm calling from Usey.
All right, Jafaru from Usey, you're welcome, let's go.
Okay, now go ahead.
No.
43 killed in Kaduna and Zamfara. For goodness sake, what is really happening there? I mean, 43 people have been killed. Are these people non-human beings? Are these people wolf-meat? Are these people antelope or what? I mean, a searchlight should be beamed on this Kaduna State and Zamfara. A searchlight should be beamed because we don't really understand. People are keeping quiet, but the more people keep quiet, the more again they exacerbate the situation. If they cannot hold those states into one, let them march. The five states there, let them march into one. That is when they will see the value of humanity. It's rather sad and unfortunate. Such a thing is coming from a governor who calls himself the first class material. What we are even what is even telling us the most is that the governor that calls himself the first class material is the guy that is doing such a thing. Well, it will come to an end. Thank you very much.
All right, it can only get better. I mean, when it comes to insecurity, I mean, does it even matter what the person carries on his shoulder as qualification? It's a lot of people just let this thing be done with. These are human beings that are involved. But then again, we duly hope to see an end to this because it does not represent us as a people. Hello?
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 The youngest billionaire.
Good morning to you.
Good morning.
Yes.
Paul from Lokoguma.
Mr. Paul from Lokoguma, you're welcome. Let's talk.
Thank you. Ah, my brother, I'm always thinking, all these things is highly disappointing. The issue of fuel, you said the CBN went into the fuel crisis.
Yes.
The Obasanjo time, there was fuel problem. He increased the petroleum pump price 6 times. The day he was to leave office, he increased it. It was only Yaradua that made it to be stable, which you will now know that these people are only pretending. All these fuel crises have come to stay again. Insecurity. Please, my brother, some of us we know. I'm scared. I'm scared that maybe the next president will be even worse than Buhari. Because when you look at this, it's getting worse and worse by the day. I discovered that not that these people don't like what is happening. They don't just have solutions. They don't have solutions. But Nigerians cannot handle this country. Look at the people that are coming out for presidency. They can't handle this situation, whether we like it or not. Let us be factual. We need to be factual. Let's look for something and stop this political gimmick. It's not helping us. It's causing more harm than good. People are dying. People are dying and few people think they are intelligent. You are not intelligent. You are ravaging your country. Do you know that every year, the money we take out of the country will be more than the money we borrow? You go and borrow money from China, and then you are taking the money to UK, taking it back to China to go and invest there. How? What kind of reasoning is this? Everybody wants to be rich by holding political position.
All right, thank you, Mr. Paul.
For wars. Thank you.
All right. And let's see, who do we have here? Hello, good morning.
Good morning, my brother.
Yes, good morning.
My name is Felix Fortune, calling from Matama.
Your name is?
Felix Fortune.
You're welcome. You're welcome. Let's talk.
Thank see people say there's a poor issue. I think that's just because we want to mention poor in. Well, in Matama here, if you drive in, you buy your fuel and go out. I don't see people, you don't sleep here. It's only that it's not the official pump price. That is only different.
Why in Matama? Why in Matama?
The Minister of Petroleum. Now, 6.5% of the resources of this country
Mr. Fortune. Hello.
Huh?
You said there is fuel in Matama. You just drive in and go. Where in Matama?
Yes. You know, Kanji Prison Close.
No.
If you come there, when you come, you buy fuel.
What's the name
it's
of
not
the?
Not something that people would just want to Buhari's Minister of Petroleum. Every of us know that why Buhari's Minister of Petroleum, he doesn't want to have another date than me. That is richer than 10 countries in Africa. No, he has no date in NPC. He has no date in NPC. People are talking about insecurity. The Bible says the truth shall set you free. What are the traditional rulers doing there and governors? Everybody, Buhari. Now the president, they throne. The solution, everybody knows the solution, it's only people are political about it. When there is insecurity in your land, they dethrone you. That is the truth. And what are the youth in that area doing?
All right,
how
thank
many
you.
Security men are in those places? They will just insecurity in Buhari.
Thank you, Mr. Fortune. Thank you. Appreciate your contribution there. Hello?
Hello, my brother. Good morning.
Yes, good morning to you.
Am I also in Nigeria, Ifo?
Of course you are.
Yes, my name is Joseph from Apo.
Joseph from Apo, you're welcome. Let's talk.
Yeah, first time caller. It's unfortunate. They're curious about that year that many people are killed in Kaduna. Hello?
You say your name is what?
Joseph from Apo.
Okay.
Some people are killed in Kaduna.
Yes.
Yeah, and some people are killed in Zapas. It's unfortunate. And 48 people, it's unfortunate. Do we have government at all? Do we have government at all?
Of course, we have government.
Thank you.
Of course we have government. I mean, when you call and say, do we have government? Last I checked, there is a government, there is a governor in those states that you also call. And for some reason... For some reason, I feel that it was not... Anyway, but it's all good. I just feel that name you gave wasn't your name. I don't know why, but it's all good. That's what you say you are. So, hello?
Hello.
Yes, good morning.
Good morning, my brother. How are you doing?
Very well.
Yeah, my name is Austin from Maraba.
Austin from Maraba.
My brother.
You're welcome.
Yeah, Austin from Maraba. You see, my brother... Are you hearing me?
Yes, I'm with you.
I don't believe some of us in this country. See, no matter how we like it or not, what's happening in this Nigeria is become unbearable. You see, now look at killing since our president have come. And things have been going the way Nigeria has been shouting. There's nothing that is going on in this country. And tell me, if it is me, is my family like feeling like that, how am I going to feel? Your loved one and somebody that died in that place, maybe it's a mother or it's a father or it's a children, and some of them, the father will die, the mother will die, and the children will be rampant there. That is why I have a kind of insecurity in part of this our country. And we will come together and condemn it. And some people will start calling you who died in that place. I think they say me again. In that place, did you have gone? The enemy have anything? Who are the leader of this country? Who are the leader? Any voice that come, when Obasanjo call, they say Obasanjo. When Bulojana call, they say Bulojana. See, let us say the fact. See, I do not pray that you that you are kind of guys okay, you will be saying this and saying, okay, why the youth and then why the men? Let it not enter your village. Let don't pray that it's not that, because if it enter there and cause a harm, you will feel it like other people are feeling it. We are talking about what's happening in this country, and some people will not come and they see the truth and they will start kicking against it, which is not right.
Thank you. I appreciate you. I'm pressed for time. I will be joined by Shelter Gold. for 7:45. And of course, I mean, that Joseph person who called from Apo, I mean, my suspicion was right, and I see all of you on WhatsApp here also telling me, oh, that's not Joseph, that's Okwi. I mean, that just shows how low sometimes we can go. Okwi, you know you're on the banned list. I mean, so why are you pressed for going so fast? Also, taking names that is not yours, that's quite low, very, very low. That's all good. Shelter Gold up next, 7:45. We'll have a conversation for 10 minutes and see if we can take a few of your reactions and talk about something very much important. I mean, you also know that the executive governor of Imo State was summoned by Mr. President alongside Minister of Power and also the economic advisor to Mr. President. We'll look into that and the happenings around Imo and what that conversation went like with Mr. President, as he also gives some form of feedback. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere. Stay with me on 95.1 Nigeria Info. All right. And let's have this quick conversation with Comfort from Shelter Gold. Comfort used to be my friend, but I don't think we are friends anymore. But then again, she's here today, and she's ready to punch in some good deals for you. Yeah. Comfort, good morning.
Good morning.
It's good to see you again.
It's always a pleasure.
All right, welcome. What do we need to know about Shelter Gold?
Good morning, Abuja. Good morning, Nigeria. My name is Ereba Comfort from Shelter Gold. So yes, before I tell you what Shelter Gold is about, permit me to take your minds back to this Nigerian saying that goes thus: when you're able to do away with your housing needs in Abuja or any part of the country, you've technically done away with 80 to 90% of your problems. So talking about Shelter Gold is an estate firm that is not just interested in profit making alone, but genuinely interested in catering for the housing needs of all Nigerians from all walks of life. So be you a market man, a market woman, a top government official, Shelter Gold has got something for you. So yes, at Shelter Gold, a lifetime golden opportunity isn't given to you on a platter of gold to say bye-bye to landlord wahala, to do what your housing needs with just a token of 500,000 naira. Yes, you heard that right, Abuja. I mean, with just 500,000 naira, you can key into any of our thriving estates in the city of Abuja. So some of the thriving estates of Shelter Gold that you can key into with just a token of 500,000 naira includes the World Estate. I call it the place for the wealthy people. It's an estate that is beautiful and habitable, located at Lube Airport, Piakata. Piakata is right opposite Federal House in Lube, and World Estate is sitting right in the middle of already developed and inhabited estate. This is one estate that when you get to key into, you'll find yourself being automatically wealthy. So for this, we're selling a 500 square meter for 2 million naira only. And guess what, Abuja? Shelter Gold is not asking you to part with a total sum of 2 million naira before you could have yourself a plot of land allocated to you, before you could move the site to start your building process. As all you need to part with, or all we're asking you to part with, to be your own landlord, to finally say bye-bye to landlord wahala for life, is to make do with a down payment of 500,000 naira. Then we give you the plot on ground, allow you to move to site to start your building process from any of our approved prototypes that are either 3-bedroom bungalow with penthouse, or 4-bedroom duplex with the penthouse, or a 4-bedroom terrace duplex. So you're literally building your own house at your own pace while you spread the remaining balance in 1 year. So the other we have is called the World Plus Estate. That's located at Lube Airport Road, right behind Aqua Estate. Aqua Estate is right opposite Dunamis Glory Dome, before the Centenary City. And for that as well, we're selling 500 square meter for 2 million naira only. Trust me, this place is worth more than this in value. 500 square meter for 2 million naira. And still, Shelter Gold is not asking you to part with even up to 50% of the total sum, as all you still need to part with is 500,000 initial deposit. Then we give you the plot on ground, allow you to move to site as you also get to start your building process. So the other we have is called the Greenland Estate, where the land is actually green. And this is located at Idu by the train station. right behind the Army Estate. So Abuja, if you're thinking of an investment that's going to yield you massive returns on investment, you should think of investing at the Greenland Estate. If you're thinking of an investment that's located in an area that has a lot of government presence, it is the Greenland Estate you should be thinking of. This estate is situated in an area that has a lot of government presence. There you have the Army Estate, you have the ICPC Estate, and a whole lot of them. And then the social amenities there, just as a good road network, electricity is just top notch. And for this, we're selling a 500 square meter for as little as 3 million naira. Only trust me when I say this place is worth more than this in value. I mean, the topography is wow, the area is just lovely. Like, it's just I call it the new GRA of Abuja, and literally that is what it is. So for this, we're selling a 500 square meter for 3 million. And guess what, Abuja, we're not saying okay because we're giving out this float at such discounted rate, you have to part with the total sum, you have to pay up to 50% of the amount. We're not saying that, we're not doing that. We're trying to carry everybody along. We want you to own your own house regardless of your financial status. So we're asking you to just pass with 500,000 naira, then we give you the plot on ground, allow you to move to site, start your building process, as you get to spread the remaining balance in 2 years. 2 years, Abuja, not 2 days, not 2 weeks, I mean 2 long years. And then for this Greenland Estate as well, we'll have 250 square meter going for 1.5 million naira only. Still, you do not need to part with the total so much. All you need to part with is 500,000 naira initial deposit.
Interesting. Let's talk about site visitation. How long or when? How do you do your site visitation?
Okay, we'll offer site inspections, site visitations every day from Mondays to Saturdays, 8 a.m. to 4 p.m.
4 p.m.
But you can call me after that. I don't mind. I'll take you.
About Saturdays?
Saturdays, 8 a.m. to 4 p.m.
No,
but
Sundays.
If your schedules... No, we can do Sundays. We can do Sundays. If you don't have time, Saturdays, we can do Sundays. We'll squeeze out time for you, just for you.
All right. I mean, let's go over it again before I let you have a good day.
Yes. Okay. Our properties are located in Lugbe. We have a couple of them. We have the Wealth Estate at Lugbe Airport Road, Piakasa, and then that is going for 2 million naira for 500 square meter. And then we have the Wealth Plus Estate, Akko, and that's also going for 2 million naira for 500 square meter. And then we have the Greenland Estate, Idu, where we're selling 3 million naira for 500 square meter.
All right. So you give us your office address, phone numbers to call if there are any. Let us know.
Okay, our office address is located at number 3 Cabo Street, Gereke, Abuja, opposite Domino's Pizza, adjacent Gereke Mall, behind GT Foods. And for further inquiries, you can reach us on the following contact numbers. You can reach Chrysal 081-3606-2685. Chrysal 081-3606-2685. 081-3606-2685. S-Town 070-3109-5201. S-Town 070-3109-5201. 070-3109-5201. Chris on 081-3606-2685. 081-3606-2685. And of course, Esther on 070-3109-5201.
All right, and let's we also look to wrap up. We've got less than some seconds to wrap up.
Yes, our office address is located at number 3 Cabo Street, opposite Dominion's Pizza, adjacent Gereke Mall, Gereke 2, Abuja. And you can reach us with the following contact number. You can reach Chris on 081-3606-2685. Chris on 081-3606-2685. And Esther on 070-3109-5201. Esther on 070-3109-5201.
0801.
I must really thank you for coming this morning, Shelter Gold Comfort. Thank you so much. Appreciate you.
Thank you for having me.
Enjoy the rest of your day. Abuja, stay with me. Don't go anywhere. I'll be right back.